Gravitational Waves Radiated by Magnetic Galactic Binaries and Detection by LISA, by Adrian Burgoyne et al. In the context of the future laser interferometer space antenna, LISA, mission, galactic binary systems of white dwarfs and neutron stars will represent the dominant source of gravitational waves, GWs, within the 10 to the power of minus 4 minus 10 to the power of minus 1 HZ frequency band. It is expected that LISA will measure simultaneously the GWs from more than 10,000 of these compact galactic binaries. The analysis of such a superposition of signals will represent one of the greatest challenge for the mission. Currently, in the LISA data code challenge, each galactic binary is modeled as a quasi-monochromatic source of GWs. This corresponds to the circular motion of two-point masses at the 2.5 post-Newtonian approximation. If this picture is expected to be an accurate description for most of the galactic binaries that LSIA will detect, we nevertheless expect to observe eccentric systems with complex physical properties beyond the point mass approximation. In this work, we investigate how a binary system of highly magnetic objects in quasi-circular orbit could affect the quasi-monochromatic picture of the GW signal detected by LISA. We demonstrate that the eccentricity generates additional frequency peaks at harmonics of the mean motion and that magnetism is responsible for shifting each frequency peak with respect to the case without magnetism. We provide analytical estimates and argue that LISA will be able to detect magnetism if it can measure the main peaks at 2 and 3 times the mean motion with a sufficient accuracy. This was Gravitational Waves Radiated by Magnetic Galactic Binaries and Detection by LISA, by Adrian Burgoyne et al.